We are here with Josiah Cruikshank, the National Western Region Vice President for 21-22. Josiah, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. It is finally a day away until we start our first session. We've been here in Indianapolis for almost a week now, and before that we were practicing, like, just memorizing things for like 2 or 3 weeks. And so after running through the material over and over again, I'm finally ready to have, like, other people hear it. Mm-hmm. And this morning, as I was running through all my stuff, I was like, I need to deliver this to someone because it gets boring delivering it to the wall over and over again. So we're excited to be in Lucas Oil Stadium. That's where we're headed after this.
Absolutely.
And very excited for about 70,000 FFA members to join us there.
And that's close to our record membership. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, we don't know if we're going to break a record here in Indianapolis, but I, for one, hope we do. And we just broke a record for our membership around the nation at 850,823. So that's pretty cool.
How has the year gone as a national officer?
It has gone well.
So you have some interesting experiences at conventions throughout the year, is that so?
Yes, all of the conventions were crazy. I'm just thinking about our experiences in Illinois.
Absolutely, yes, we had a good time.
Go to Abraham Lincoln's tomb, right? We rubbed the nose before convention started.
Yes.
Hanging out with the section presidents and running into the section presidents here in the delegate room has been really cool. Really fun times traveling around the nation. Mm-hmm. And I think everywhere I went, there's some really fun memories to look back on. I was just talking to some Alabama FFA members and remembering the stuff that we did at their convention. Mm-hmm. But each of us got to attend about 10 state conventions, a little more than that. And we had some really cool memories to make. And now it's really cool to see all those friends come back to one place. Because I think that's one of the biggest regrets of this year, is as you leave each place, it's like, am I ever going to see these people again? Mm. Because I, for one, can't afford to send myself back everywhere I went.
No,
so it's cool that everyone's coming here to Indianapolis.
So as a national officer, you get to travel around the entire country and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and you get to visit different state associations. Tell me, what are some of the highlights of being able to visit all these different areas?
I think the biggest thing is being able to see how FFA functions differently and how people function differently all over our nation. As a national officer, I personally have visited about 30 states. As a team, though, we visited every state except for Hawaii because they canceled their convention. They're still dealing with some stuff there. But we got to see them here. And so it's cool to see how people eat different food.
Yeah.
We got to enjoy some food in Southern Illinois, the horseshoes. That was delicious. Wherever you go, people are different. But there are certain things that stay the same. And I think that's one of my favorite things to recognize, that no matter where we go, FFA provides students with premier leadership, personal growth, and career success.
Oh, absolutely.
That people value how FFA brings them together with other people who are like-minded and have the same values as them, even though they live in different places. So I think that's really cool.
Oh, these shared values, they really do mean a lot to us as an organization. And you can even tell that as you see our value statements posted around. That's a new thing within the FFA. Do you have anything to say about the value statements that we have within National FFA?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. My team and I have not been the ones that worked on those value statements, so we can't claim any credit. But as we came into our year of service, they had just been approved. We're really excited that last year, all 475 of our delegates voted unanimously to approve the value statements that were worked on by the team before us and the board of directors. Mm. And it's really cool to see how FFA members value other FFA members, no matter who they are or what their background is, and want our organization to meet them where they are so it can make them better leaders and better contributors to society.
Yeah.
That's what the value statements mean to me, and we're really excited to see them carried out. They've been carried out before last year, but this is just a way to formalize what we believe.
So that's one of the greatest parts of FFA is you have all of these people from varying different cultural backgrounds and different perspectives in life, and then you bring them all at one place at this time of the year for National Convention. What do you think the most exciting part for National Convention is from the perspective of a national officer?
I would say quality time. I'm a big quality time guy. Spending quality time with people who are different than you is awesome. I was just talking to some delegates at the Westin Hotel, which is where our delegates stay.
Yeah.
And delegate is another word, at least in Oregon, for a state officer, because many of our state officers are delegates. And being able to spend time with other state officers or delegates in the lobby of the Westin Hotel, I think I averaged 3 hours of sleep as I was at National Convention. And that time is priceless.
Yeah.
And you get to meet people who you never thought you'd meet. Like, I never thought I'd have friends from Kansas and New York and Texas and Florida. I'm from Oregon, all the way over on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But you get to share perspectives, understand how their life's different than yours, and understand what you have in common, which is really special. Yeah.
Throughout your journey in FFA, you've really come a long way. I mean, you're at the highest leadership position that's possible within the National FFA organization. But what do you have to say for how you got there? Maybe it's your community or your chapter level. How did those people help get to you to where you've gotten today?
I think it's a series of people in my life who told me the hard truth even when it wasn't what I wanted to hear. And I've written a lot of my speeches around those hard truths. I've tried to share those with younger FFA members as I've traveled around the nation. I'm going to share one of them in my retiring address, which is when, at the end of this really long hike, a mentor of mine, who was a Marine lieutenant at the time, sat me down and said, "Josiah, like, you don't get to choose an easy life because a hard life has already chosen you." And I really internalized that and realized that if I can live my life in a way where I realize that life is hard, I need to suck it up and accept that, I'm going to be more successful in life. I'm thankful my dad sat me down after I had a bad attitude about a service project. And he said, "Josiah, you shouldn't look like a servant. You should be a servant." And I was able to really use that to push myself forward. So I couldn't say that there's just one thing that helped me get to where I am. But I'm so thankful for the mentors who have made me the man I am as I am in this leadership position.
Absolutely. Josiah, you've had an extremely successful career in the FFA. Is there any one thing that you'd like to say to an FFA member who is looking up to you at this point as a national officer?
I would say embrace the people around you, whether that's happening here at convention or back at their home chapter, as much as they can embrace people. That's what life's all about. And as they join with those people, they'll be able to do amazing things, which is what we're doing here in Indianapolis.
Wise words from the National Western Region Vice President, Josiah Cruikshank. I'm Adam Loker, reporting for National FFA.